Rabbi Yossi Omer, carrying on from the last Mishnah, he disagrees with the Tana in the last Mishnah, and he says, Sveik mashkin lochalim tame, when it comes to liquids imparting impurity to foods, and there's a doubt over there, we would say that it's impure, we would render that doubt impure. Velakalim, but when it comes to liquids doubtfully imparting impurity to vessels, tahor, so that would be pure, says Rabbi Yotzi. Ketzat, so what's an example? Shtei chavios, he's got two barrels over there with the liquid inside. Achas tmeh v'achas Torah. One of the liquids is impure and one of the liquids is pure. And then va'asa, the person makes issa me'achas mem. He makes a dough from one of those barrels. But safek min hatame asa, safek min hatahira asa. He can't remember which liquid he used. Did he use the liquid from the impure container or the liquid from the pure container? So zehu sfak mashkin lechalim tame velechalim tahor. This is a case of uncertainty about liquids transmitting to foodstuffs, which will be impure, and for vessels will be pure. And the reason being that according to Rabbi Yossi in this scenario, the dough we would say is impure because it's doubtful liquid imparting impurity to a foodstuff, which Rabbi Yossi would say is impure, but the kneading trough would be pure because doubtful liquids transmitting impurity to a vessel, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be pure. But he brings at the end of here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi.